More variety from the 2000s, the 90s, and today it's Star 101.3. It's Marcus and Corey. Time once again for everybody's favorite. This is Second Date Update.
Oh, and you know it.
I always thought we should have a jingle, but then I think a lot of these don't work out. You can't do a fun jingle out of a tragedy.
You'd have to end it with a womp, womp, womp.
Don't think I don't have that right here at my fingertips, too. Anyway.
Right, Second Date Update. What we try to do is get you a second date because you went on a first one and you thought it went well, and then you don't hear from the other person.
Yep. Let's say good morning to Kenny. Kenny, good morning.
Hey, good morning. How are you, bud?
Hey, dude. Check this out. I'm ready. I told you I had it right here.
Well, hopefully, don't set the tone.
I know.
Hopefully
I'm sorry. Sorry for putting
Kenny.
That in the universe. So, we're trying to score you a second date, Kenny. Tell us about Kara. Tell us how you met. Tell us how the date went down. Fill us in.
Okay. So we met on Bumble.
Okay.
I work as an electrician during the day, and then in the evenings I moonlight as a comedian. I'm not huge or anything, so don't get your hopes up.
I was just going to search you online.
I know, right?
Well, I do get asked back pretty often, so I can't be doing something that terrible.
Kenny with the low-key flex. Anyway, back to your date.
So, yeah, she works as a paralegal in a law office on Bumble. Like, you know, I found her super attractive. We're both into tattoos, which was big for me.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, she's a shorter, petite girl, which I'm into.
Okay.
We both agreed that we don't really like texting. Like, we're not big into texting. So we were like, you know what? Let's just meet up and get it out of the way, you know, sooner than later and see how it goes.
Wow.
Oh, my God, you guys.
Who are you?
So analog. Throwback. Okay.
Yeah, well, that was nice to me, too. Being a comedian, I love face-to-face interaction. We agreed that it was going to be super low-key. You know, we went out to dinner for Chinese food. The dinner went great. We had some great conversation. And then from there, we Ubered to a karaoke lounge.
Okay.
It was pretty packed. So we were like, let's just throw our names in. And if we don't get to get up, no big deal. So we weren't expecting anything, you know. But my name did get called. So I went up to sing the same karaoke song I've sung since, like, middle school. You know, the Thong Song by Cisco?
That's your jam?
Thong, Thong,
Thong. Don't act so surprised, Corey. You're from Florida. You know the song.
You shut your mouth.
in like middle school, my buddies and I memorized the whole thing. We'd always do it at karaoke. So it kind of just, you know, it just stuck with me. It's my jam.
Sure.
Don't knock it till you've tried it, okay? So I went up. The whole bar was into it. You know, afterwards, you know, there was lots of applause, and, like, I got down, and I was just feeling that high, you know, so I, like, right at the end of the night, I went in for the kiss, and we kissed, and I thought it was a slam dunk. Like, it was great, and now I can't get her to return a text, no nothing. I'm getting nothing, completely ghosted.
So
just
gone. I don't know what happened.
Because it sounds like fun. I mean, I love karaoke.
Me too. Here's what we're going to do. I know you know this, but just for anybody tuning in, we're going to have Kenny on the line. We're going to call Kara and ask her about the date. Obviously, mute your phone. You know that already because she will be able to hear you. And we'll call her in about 3 minutes. Hang on. Okay, it's Star 101.3. More variety from the 2000s, the 90s, and today it's Star 101.3. It's Marcus and Corey. We're doing a second date update. We've been chatting with Kenny, who had like a dream. What I would call this a dream first date.
Yeah.
Like Chinese food into karaoke. Forget it. I'm in.
Yeah, that sounds great. I mean, it sounds like a fun night.
What was the girl's name?
Kara.
Kara, thank you. So Kenny,
yeah,
you're still there. He's in position already. So we're going to call Kara and see how she thought the date went since she has ghosted since the date. And we'll see if we can score you another one, all right? Hang on one sec.
All
here
right,
we
thanks.
Go. You got it.
I'll mute right now.
All right.
Hello?
Hi, may I speak with Kara, please?
Yeah, this is her.
Hi, Kara. It's Marcus and Corey. I don't know if you know who we are.
Good morning.
No. Good morning.
We actually do a morning show on a radio station. It's Star 101.3.
Oh, cool. Hey, hi.
Hi. So we got your name. We do a segment called Second Date Update. We go to people dating and trying to hook people up with second dates.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
So it's for people who go on a first date.
Things.
We got a call from a guy named Kenny.
Oh, yep. Mm-hmm.
What? Can you tell us about your date with Kenny? Because he thought you were amazing.
Look, I love how funny he was. The guy's hilarious. But to be honest, he just seemed like he was completely on all the time, if that makes any sense.
Like as a performer?
Like entertaining
yeah.
you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly. Like he clearly thought very highly of himself and his humor. And to be honest, I just thought most of his jokes were pretty cringe.
Oh, no.
Like,
yeah, it was just kind of inappropriate.
How so?
All right. So after dinner, we like went and did karaoke, and he got up and sang this song called The Thong Song.
Yeah, he told us. That's his jam.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's I'd never heard it before.
What?
And yeah, like it's really uncomfortable. And he was like getting up on stage, like really into it, like totally jiving. And
wait, how come you've never heard the
song?
Can
I ask
song?
How old you are? That's rude.
I'm 23.
Oh.
Oh, how old is that song?
It's way before my time.
I'm old.
Yes, you are. It came out right around the time she was born.
Oh, God.
You're
don't
welcome.
Do that.
I did not. Like,
do that.
Also, the 90s were 5 years ago. You're
oh,
welcome.
Oh, that's how I feel.
Anyway, sorry. So he gets up, he does the thong song, but what happened?
Yeah, I mean, he like killed it, I guess. And
right?
He jumped off stage and he was clearly feeling himself. And he like went in for a big kiss. And to be honest, like I was pretty shocked. So I just kind of let it happen.
Uh-huh.
And then he like leaned in and like kind of sang in my ear, like, let me see that song, 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 song. It was so weird and so inappropriate.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. I can't do this anymore.
I need to get away from him.
Okay. Kara, I'm so sorry, but Kenny's been listening. It's how we do
oh,
this
Jesus,
thing. And
yeah.
Now I have questions. Kenny.
Kenny.
What is happening here?
Please don't tell me that's your go-to move. With a lady?
No. It was totally situational. Like, I admit, you know, I can see how ridiculous it may have seemed from her perspective now. You know,
are you
going
to apologize now or later? That's my first question.
It's just, I don't know, like, my quote-unquote funny mode is just kind of my default. You know, when I get a little nervous, you know, mm-hmm. I use those nerves, like, especially up on stage. And in that first date situation, I don't know, I guess, I'm really sorry about the kiss if it threw you. I was feeling it in the moment. I thought you were too. And that thong joke, well, clearly now I'm taking that one off my next set because that bombed. So
yeah.
I just want you to know I'm really not that guy all the time. I was just feeling it in the moment with the nerves and everything, you know?
Okay.
Yeah, no, that makes sense. It's just like, to be honest, like, it's just not my vibe. I think we're just too different and you're a little bit too extroverted and out there for me.
Well, what if we went out again and I show up in like a suit, tie, glasses, and I'm very low spoken?
Yes, let's go out again.
No. I don't want to change you. You do you.
And that also sounds like you're performing again. You're acting like somebody else.
All right.
Exactly. Yeah. Don't change for me. Be you, boo.
I can act and be anything you want.
Kara, is that a hard no?
That's a hard no, yeah.
Man, okay. Hang on. So my imagination, or did that almost work?
I think they're both adorable in their own ways, but they're not supposed to be together.
No, and as my wife would say, bro, show's over. Turn the microphone off. Be a human being.